You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Auckland Council's Community Committee has allocated $300,000 across 11 community-led organisations as part of the Thriving Communities Grant. Council has also allocated $286,000 to arts and culture projects, ranging from dance, poetry, performance, music, and storytelling. And logistics and transport company Main Freight has approached Auckland Transport, suggesting that bus lanes be opened to trucks and courier vehicles. I spoke to Councillor Shane Henderson about both of these topics. I started by asking if he could explain the Thriving Communities Grant and the process of selecting organisations for it.
Yeah, so it's a contestable grant. So, organisations apply and they go through a process with staff. That gets voted on and then the money's allocated. So, this is a fantastic initiative. We're talking about $300,000 going to 11 organisations that provide really critical work in the community around social wellbeing, education and housing support. So just for an example, for the listeners, some of the money goes to Diabetes Foundation to maximise the benefits of community gardens. Another one is the Massey Community Trust, so something that close to the heart of West Aucklanders, and they provide a project that gives immediate youth-centred accommodation for people that need it through trained and vetted homes. So, yeah, direct impacts on our housing crisis. Those are some examples there. It's a fantastic initiative.
And why do you think it's important for council to fund these kinds of community organisations?
Well, council has a mandate to build the communities that they represent, and make sure they thrive, right? So it's not simply a matter, in my opinion, of rates, roads and rubbish in the old sort of traditional way, but taking care of our housing and our economic development and making sure that every Aucklander has the best life they can and they can thrive. That's something that I think most people want their representatives to work on, because we all want to live in a city that we can grow and we can enjoy. So, and that starts with taking care of people that are really struggling. I think that's an important part of council's work.
There's also been a recent grant round for arts and culture funding. How were these projects selected?
Yeah, it's the same process that I've sort of just described. It's a contestable process where people make applications or organisations make applications, and then that goes through staff and they apply their kind of expert lens to it, and then grants are allocated and voted on through council. And yeah, that's another example of, we need to live in a city that we can enjoy and that will attract talent and all the rest of it. And so that relies upon our arts and culture sector thriving as best as we can as well.
I think arts and culture funding from council may be more contestable or seen as less important in the minds of some people. So can you talk through more of the rationale of council investing in arts and cultures, including what kind of benefits that could bring to the city?
Yeah, absolutely. So, investing in arts and culture is a way of telling sort of our stories as Aucklanders. But also there's a clear, and enjoying the city, right? That's its own public good as well. But there's also an economic development angle to this, and we want to create a city that people will see their future in, that they will stay and they'll grow their families and will attract more talent to the city as well. And so that relies upon our city being enjoyable, being a fun place to live in. And so there's all that and a bunch of other reasons as well. And the tragedy of this is arts and culture, and I'd put environment into that category as well, it's seen as kind of first on the chopping block and discretionary when times are tough, when actually I think it's more important than ever that people can enjoy their city, especially in tough times, not in spite of it.
And I want to change tax now and ask about something that Main Freight has proposed, which is letting trucks use bus lanes to help these companies save on diesel costs. Is this something council would consider?
Yeah, look, I'm not a fan personally, and I heard the mayor as well make some really good points about this. Because, here's the thing, bus lanes are already crowded and they're already an issue. The trucks on that particular part of the road would only make that problem worse. I understand where Main Freight are coming from, but I think the real long-term solution here is to encourage more and more goods to be used on rail, not just on road. That's separated from general traffic, and it really helps in a bunch of ways, right? And the other thing was getting trucks to operate at night. So there's no congestion, it's cost-effective, and there's impacts on less fuel use as well. Those are solutions that I think we should be looking towards. Utilising the bus lanes will only impact people's daily commute in a really negative way. This is the time when we need to encourage people onto public transport as best as we can, and so I don't want to take any backward steps in that goal.
In general, has Council discussed any measures to support Auckland businesses struggling with the very current issue of rising diesel costs?
Yeah, it's a big challenge. Look, first and foremost, we do need some central government guidance, in my opinion, and a lot of other jurisdictions across the world, and especially in Australia, we're seeing central government and state governments step up. They're the ones with the big balance sheets and the big levers. We can kind of do all we can, but really that's where the big difference can be made, in my opinion, which doesn't mean we shirk any responsibility for leadership. And in fact, I think we should be trying to do what we can and advocate all we can for, attempts to address the fuel crisis. My personal view is that we've got to be laser focused on public transport use. Trying to get as many people to use the system that we have in Auckland is actually fantastic. And look at what the barriers are. Is it too expensive? Does it reach your destination? Does it come to your house? Or sort of your neighbourhood, rather? Those are the things that we need to be laser focused on. And I think over the coming months, we need to discuss it as a council. But that's just my view.
And I want to really quickly ask, because I saw on social media this week that you were interviewed by Guy Williams about how your last name is Henderson and you represent Henderson. What's it like having the last name of the area you represent?
It's a very common joke. Every couple of days, someone points out that my last name is Henderson and I represent Henderson. But I don't know, maybe it's a bit of a secret to my electoral success over time. Who knows?
Does it help that you're driving around Henderson with Henderson on your car?
Yes, but to be honest, I don't do a lot of driving these days. I mainly use the bus, which is a fantastic thing, I think. It does help a little bit, I suppose.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson on Community Committee grants for 2026 and a proposal from Main Freight to open bus lanes to trucks.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.